Just sinking in. Allowing the breath to bring you more deeply into this precious moment that we share. This moment of energetic intimacy, of merging and reuniting. And even though we are not in physical proximity right now, we are exchanging light codes. The morphic field that each of us has, in addition to the greater morphic field of this group, it is up-leveling us right now, just by virtue of this intentional tap-in. So wonderful, isn't it? This is feeling much more familiar, this sink in, this space, the container into which we sink down. Good. There's been a little bit of a shift. There is probably, you've experienced some kind of a feeling of spaciousness. It's as though you can see now, even if it's just the beginnings, you can see something is moving, something is shifting. Maybe something is ending. You can see it now, something that's been difficult and contracted. And again, there is no judgment at all. It is simply an energy bundle that no longer resonates with you. It is a pattern in the field that's no longer a vibrational match to you. And for some, it's going to be a food or a substance. For others, a relationship. There's all kinds of ways that this could be manifesting. But it feels as though something has shifted wherein there's more spaciousness, or you can now catch a glimpse of, okay, this is moving. I can see it. I don't need to. Now here's where we've got to try not to control it, direct it too much. Do a lot of observing from a soft, loose-fingered, as it were, as opposed to white-knuckling holding on, a sort of soft, loose-fingered, sort of spacious place. Observing. Because one thing could present that in the moment seems like, wow, this is great. Okay, wow. This is the shift. It might fall away. It might not come together. It might not manifest. Remember, there's multiple aspects of, especially the human construct bandwidth, which is actually considerable if you take into account the physical body, meaning the cells, the biochemistry, the trauma and wounding held in your nervous system, and you go right the way through the full bandwidth of the human construct bandwidth. You've got a lot there. And so there are multiple aspects of the human construct that are resonating and broadcasting frequencies into the quantum field. The quantum field, of course, is going to pattern itself around that. So there is still a lot going on. There are a lot of aspects of the human construct that are still in a process of healing, balancing, clarifying, purifying, alchemizing. And so this might mean that there'll be a little bit of movement or something might arise. You think, ah, there's the solution. There it is. And it might fall back down again. Like a wave has arisen from the ocean, it's going to fall back down. Just wait. Don't stress too much. Because if your focus is continually just on, to the best of your ability, up-level and stabilize, up-level and stabilize, what was a solution that was a vibrational match to you last Tuesday, it might not be a week from now. So allow that process to happen. It's sped up. You notice this? It's speeding up. I'm actually recording this in the sauna. It's just warming up. It's just a nice temperature to sit out here. The light is quite soft here, and some of you know the sauna is, obviously, it's all wood in here, and it just looks golden right now. It's gold all around me. But it's warm. I can feel it. It's heating up. I can feel it. Broadcasting live from the sauna. Because the reality is to, even though there are times of intensity where we feel like we are more and more, quote unquote, in the fire, that it also is not going to let up. There is just going to be varying intensities of, am I in the fire or am I just in the sauna? But you're going to notice that what would have spun you right out 2 years ago, you're able to just kind of be in the sauna with it. You're just in the sauna. It's just, yeah, it's hot, but it's deep. It is doing the deep cleansing work in your being. And it is. That's what's going on. The alchemical fire is both the heightened frequency and energy signature that is causing the clearing, and it is also the fire, is also the experience of, oh, that intense, edgy experience of being right in it. So even as you're listening to this, even if you feel like you're more in the fire right now, eke out a little bit of space and time and experience where you can shift into just being in the sauna. Just be in the sauna. What does that mean? Relax completely. Soften. You cannot resist the depth of the heat and the flame that is enveloping you right now. Just stop. Let the body unwind a little bit. Let the nervous system unwind a little bit. Remember that this is depth charge, healing and purification that is happening to you. In order to move into expressing and honoring your soul's mission at higher and higher levels, we know this. Remember, less and less of the human construct and the human level programming is going to be able to come along with that. Nor is it useful or needful with where we're going. Let it burn. And maybe you're not in a sort of burning in the fireplace right now. Maybe you're in the sauna. Let it sweat out. Let it squeeze out, pour out from the deepest places. Let the body weep its salt water tears, releasing, recalibrating, creating space for the higher frequencies, for you to be able to embody the higher frequencies. Soften where there was holding. The aspects of the construct, the woundedness, the trauma imprints, that which wants to hold and hold on and hold tough and hold strong. Nothing can withstand the fire. Everything will ultimately soften in the sauna. You are holding so much more than you were able to a year ago or 2 years ago. There are energetics from the collective in the world, in what is unfolding in the world. The dream of the world, the madness of the world. There are a lot of energies playing themselves out, weaving and fighting. And I strongly suspect they will continue to affect us for the next, whatever, 2-3 years, maybe more. Until we more and more and more are not a vibrational match to them quite as much. But we are still holding this, we're brushing up against those bundles, emotional bundles in the collective. Pieces of news that we hear describing what is going on in the world. And you're also holding what is arising in your own ascension process, your own enlightenment process, your own personal vibrational signature, and the coordinates in the quantum field that you currently occupy. They are setting a frequency that is catalyzing this tremendous change throughout the human construct. So you're holding all of that. In addition to, it's not your imagination, the world really is going a little cuckoo pants, a little more. These last few years, we know this. There are energetics, there are frequencies, there are energies. Dense and foreign to this planet. That are making their plays, and they have to play themselves out, however that's going to happen. The collective has a great say in this, of course, but most of the collective is not aware of that. You, in your wonderful commitment to this process, to this mission, just you holding your alignment as best you can. And even when you get thrown off, even when that human aspect gets triggered, that's okay, because you get back into your alignment much faster than you used to. You can maintain alignment, spacious equanimity, not jumping the human construct needing to jump in and give its opinion or start a little verbal scuffle or something. Except maybe if you do it on Facebook, that's okay if you can still do that. Just kidding. Even if that still happens, and of course it still happens for all of us, we're getting back into alignment a lot faster. Just you. Yes, just you holding your alignment. Allowing the alchemical flame of the expanded aspect of your being. Tapping into group energetics like this one and the greater lightworker collectives and grids on the planet. Just you doing this above all else. You create and then hold a more coherent pattern in the field. And that ripple is felt throughout the field that we know of as this planet and this experience on Earth. You're doing such a wonderful job. And when you are in the fire, Master, it is the alchemical flame. And that which you are at the highest levels is being not quite liberated, because it was never confined. Perhaps more truthful, the human aspect is being liberated by being dissolved. The dream of being separate from what you are at the highest levels, that purest light. The dream, the mad dream that you had to somehow grasp for and work to attain that which you already are, that is what is being burned up. So if you are in the fire, say hallelujah. Do your work. And if you are in the sauna with me right now, hallelujah. Sink down. Surrender with all you got. Let the body melt. Let the muscles unravel and soften to the tiniest, deepest little bundles of fibers. Let the organs be soothed, enveloped by this deep sinking heat. Feel the temples and the jaw relax. You've been holding stuff there. Temples and the jaw. Hips and lower back. That's another place. Old energy bundles, and in some cases, the body memory is attempting to hold on to an old energy configuration. It very possibly is connected with an emotional response pattern as well. It might be in the mental body as well. A mental or emotional body, let's say, response pattern, habituated response. It's become a part of the body memory. So the body's trying to hold on to that. But you've already vibrated yourself out of harmony with it. So you've got this little mashup that's happening in your body. Okay. Letting that unravel. Feeling the warmth in the calves. Interesting muscle group, the calves, part of the consciousness, as it were, of that muscle group is around maintaining balance. And all these fibers and microfibers in that muscle group are firing like crazy all the time that you are, of course, standing ambulatory. If you think about it, how tall you are, this vertical structure, and just these little feet. So those calves are all about that sort of the hidden, the places where you're just working away diligently, maintaining balance, perceiving, being sensitive to your environment. What is needful? What is required? Blessings to those parts of you. It's not just your calves. All those parts of you that are doing exactly that. And letting all of that just rest just now. You have seen a way through. The solution is beginning to come forth because you are getting more clear. Because you have done the work and now these high frequency energy waves that are coming onto the planet, our dear sun portal has been wildly active. And you are receiving those high frequencies. And because of the work you've done, you are more poised, as it were, to receive and go with those flows and the level of solutions that would be presented from light codes rather than, say, from the machinations of the human mind. The spaciousness or the glimmer of solution that you can see now are seeing it because of the work that you've done, because you have shifted into the bandwidth where solutions dwell. Bravo.